Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, today is Thursday. Fantastic Thursdays. What that means is that we're going to have a fantastic day with a twist. Well, happy Thursday to you, each and every one of you. Welcome, if you're listening by phone, welcome to those who are listening in the chat room or if you are listening via the archives, good morning, good morning, good morning to you, good day to you, because depending on where you are, it may be nighttime, maybe nighttime, maybe evening time, maybe afternoon, depending on where you are in the world. You know, today, we, in these days, we are in a global society, so we realize that people are all over the world, not in one spot. one spot one. We have an exciting show for you today. Our computer is acting up a little bit, but that's what computers do. Computers do act up a little bit, so we just want to let you know that there's a lot going on. We know that next weekend, most of us will be celebrating Easter in some way or another. Spring has sprung, so happy spring. Welcome to spring. Now, don't forget, all next week, is Women's History. This month, all month long, has been Women's History Month. So closing out the week, we're going to dedicate the week to different topics that impact women, affect women in some shape, form, or fashion. And then we will open up the month of April with our discussion on sexual abuse and child abuse. And so as entrepreneurs, these things are important to us because we have, either our own personal lives that may be impacted and affected by this, but all of our lives are impacted and affected by this, by these problems in our society, but also in our employees or our colleagues or our customers or our clients. And so it is best to be aware of what is going on around you. As we learn more about our customers, then we will learn these, we want to know what people are facing, what people are dealing with. So welcome to the show today. So people are dealing with all kinds of things. Now I am actually officially, the official Release Your Power Tour has launched because people are facing so many traumatic experiences. There's been a heavy call on this teaching to go around and teach people how to release their power. There's, these things happen from time to time where God raises up individuals to go out there and basically to spread the gospel. And so teaching people how to release their power, in essence, is doing just that, spreading the gospel of how people can take their lives and turn them around, how people can take their lives and transition them into what God had initially intended for them to be and what they can experience. And what I mean by that is that sometimes we, go down the wrong road. But there's many, many segments and parts to success, and that's why not one person can get it done. Sometimes people look at, wow, there's so many people doing that. There's so many motivational speakers. There's so many life coaches. Well, remember, the harvest is plenty. It's always the laborers that are in the few and the number. So there's not enough out there doing it. If it was, we wouldn't have all the Sandy Hook type of scenarios that we have, or the Bergen Street shootings and murders that we just recently had in Newark, New Jersey. And the murders that you have are the situations that you have in your part of the world. So it's not enough. But we have to get out there and get to the people that really need it. So I'm asking anyone that knows of a group of people that need to know that they have the power within them to transform their life, their situation, I need these people to contact me right away. Because if they don't know, when I get there, they'll know before I leave. So today I want to talk about the nine P's of success. Okay, so, the nine P's of success. And for those of you who, again, this is the All About Entrepreneur show, if you just tuned in, excuse me, that is the title of the show, the All About Entrepreneurs, because we've realized that being an entrepreneur for a lot of people is not an option. It is a must. You want to feed your family. You want to be able to have joy and fulfillment. Becoming an entrepreneur is the way you're going to do it. that is another option to employment. We call it self-employment or starting a business. So, entrepreneurs, they have to, entrepreneurs do a lot of great things. We've talked on the show before. We've had guests on to talk about some of the things that entrepreneurs do. There are seminars and workshops in your community that will also help you in this area of becoming an entrepreneur and telling you what exactly an entrepreneur does, what an entrepreneur experiences, what are some of the challenges that entrepreneurs will face. You know, we all face different challenges, and we all go through things. And we want to go through successfully, right? We want to go through victoriously. We want to go through and be a winner. So I want to give you these, what I call the 9 P's of success, okay? And so the first P that I want to give you, because it may take a while for people to actually work on it, okay? It may take people a while to work on this P. I want to give this P first, so while they're getting the other P's, they can kind of marinate on this first one. So the first P is purpose. Of the 9 P's of success, the first P is purpose. You know, you want to have a purpose in life. I heard Dr. Miles Monroe say in his book, The Power and Purpose of a Woman, is that when the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. So you definitely want to be in a position of, you want to have purpose. If you want to achieve success, you want to have purpose. If you want a successful business, you need to have a purpose for that business. If you want a successful relationship, successful marriage, you must understand your purpose. You should have a purpose. Come together and figure out what the purpose is. And in your life, you also have a purpose. You were created for a purpose. You were created with a purpose. So it would behoove people to discover that purpose. Another P of success is that you must have prudence. Okay, you must be prudent in the things that you do. And a lot of times this is not taught early enough in the home. So it should be taught early in the home to children that they should be prudent. Okay, so that's the second P. You be, in other words, putting it a little bit differently, must be wise. We taught our children to make wise choices. When choosing your friends, choose wisely. When choosing which behaviors to follow after, choose wisely. Now, the third P that you want to have is, you want to, P of success is preparation. I say that preparation brings about success, because whatever you are prepared for, that's where you're headed. That's where you're headed. You know, people sometimes, when we see people who graduate with master's degrees or PhDs or bachelor's or what have you, people are sometimes appear to be astounded that, well, the individual had prepared for that. So for, you know, 2 long years or 4 long years or 5-6 long years or whatever the situation, they weren't just sitting around and then one day their name was called and said, oh, guess what? You just won a degree. No, they were preparing for it every single day by signing the paperwork, finding the finances, going to class, doing homework, reading the chapters, taking the tests, and coming back to, you know, doing it all over again every single day, every week, every month, till they got to a point where they were fully prepared and then a degree was bestowed upon them. But that's in anything we prepare for. You know, individuals who purchase a home sometimes, people say, wow, I wish I could get a house like that. Well, you could if you prepare. Prepare how? Well, those are steps that you have to take to prepare for that, but you can prepare. Others say, oh, I wish I had a husband like that. Oh, I wish I was married. I wish I had a wife. I wish I had a girlfriend. I wish I had someone to love me. Well, that you can also be prepared for as well. Now, you want to learn more about preparing for a mate, please tune in to my all-new Relationship Empowerment one-on-one seminars, webinars, I shouldn't call it a webinar. It's not a webinar. It's not really a seminar. It can be, though. I've done it as seminars. I haven't yet done it as a webinar, but I will be. But I am doing it as a blog. So it's blog radio. Some people like to write blogs. Well, I like to talk blogs. So follow my Blog Talk Radio show, and you will get all kinds of messages, just like people who write blogs. Well, you know, some people love to write and some people love to talk. You have your choice in life, right? Which one you will do. So, but my blog radio, just like this, is blog radio, where I'm blogging about being a success as an entrepreneur today. You can listen to my blogging about being in a successful relationship on Thursday nights at 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/relationship empowerment 101. So we have to prepare for a successful relationship. Another thing you have to do, I'm giving out the 9 P's of success. Okay, now we're on the fourth P. The fourth P of success is perception. Okay, you have to have a deep perception. You have to be able to see things. You have to be able to see through things. You have to be able to see things in a different way. You need to be able to see things in a different light. You need to be able to see things as they really are. Sometimes the way we see ourselves is not always the right way. And so perception helps us in terms of success. It helps us to get to the next level, because sometimes in order to get to the next level, we have to realize that our perception could be off. Okay, our perception could be off. So we have to definitely, you know, get our perception in order, right? And see things for the way those things really are. Sometimes we are looking and we're not absolutely, we're not seeing things as they should be, okay? We're seeing them in a way that others may see them, which is fine for other people, but you have to have your own perception. How do you see it? Sometimes we see things the way we grew up. We see things as our parents told us to see things. And that's because they were seeing it through their eyes, through their perception, through their experiences in the world. And maybe it worked for them. It may have worked for you up until a certain age. But once you become an adult, sometimes things change. Once you get a job, things change. Like if you're a married person and you go through a divorce, things may change. And when you're a woman or, you know, men and you have children, things change. I've heard a lot of women say once they got pregnant, their perception changed. They're like, they got more serious. They got more mature. They realize that now it's not just, you know, they can't just play around. They have to get serious and take care of this child and make a life for this child. So a perception, and entrepreneurs, you know, we have to have a different perception. If we've worked all our lives and with a 9-to-5, going to work, someone else's agenda, it was always someone else's agenda, no matter how hard you worked, no matter how creative you were, no matter how much autonomy you had on the job, it was still someone else's agenda. It was their organizational goals. It was their organizational mission and statements that you were following. But once you become the entrepreneur, now you yourself have to, and that's having a whole nother way of thinking. You have to have a whole nother way of thinking about income before you went to work and got a paycheck. Okay, now it's the other way around. You bring in income. You are an income producer. That's having a different perception. Every stage of life that we go through, as we go from little babies to 5-year-olds to adolescents to teenagers to young adults to adults to mature adults at every stage to senior citizens. Every single stage, we need a new perception. I had to get a new perception when I had, in the past, had seen myself as just the victim of child molestation. And I had had that vision of myself for so long, and I eventually had to change that and get another perception. So we're talking about 9 P's of success. So far, I've given you purpose. You have to have prudence. You need preparation. You have to have perception. You also have to have, you have to be polished. You know, a lot of people forget about polishing. You know, one of my favorite songs I play on the intro to the show. We're polishing up our act. You have to be a polisher. You know, some people say, oh, you're a diamond in the rough. Okay, well, that diamond needs to be polished. Every now and then, if you're a woman or you're even a man, some men, they have diamonds as well, right? And so you take your diamonds and you polish them up, right? You take them even to the jewelry store, let them shine them up and polish them. And they're glittering. They're like, so that's what you want to glitter in the things that you do. And I'm not talking about some fake type of glitter, but I'm talking about an authentic glitter, an authentic shine. So you want your personality to be polished up. You want your attitude to be polished. You want your character to be polished. Okay? Just like you would polish up a precious jewel. Well, you are a precious jewel. So you need to be polished as well. And so that's definitely one of the secrets to success. And sometimes you can take any one of these 9 things and look at it and see if it's not somehow, somewhere you're not being, you know, held back some kind of way that is keeping you from the real success where you could become even more successful. You may already have some success, but maybe there's, God wants to give you a greater territory. Maybe he wants to expand your coast. So I'm giving you the 9 P's of success. And that was number 5. Now we'll have number 6. Is that you need to be passionate. Okay? You have to be passionate in order to become successful. Right? Successful people are passionate about the thing that has made them successful. So let's just say you have a successful daycare center. You're passionate about running a successful daycare center. You may have a hair salon. You're passionate about that. Maybe you have a factory where you produce some sort of product or service. You're passionate if you want it to be a success. It could be have a tax office where you do taxes for people. You could be an accounting firm. You could be a multimedia firm, a marketing firm. You might be a publisher. You may have a publishing company. Maybe you're an event planner. You have an event planning business. You could be a network marketer. You have a network marketing business. That could be your business. Network marketers, I understand. They're wonderful. But network marketing is not for everyone. So being a business owner is even not for everyone. But you have to be passionate about whatever it is that you're going to do. So that's number 6. Number 7 is that you have to be powerful. You have to, I dare you to be powerful. You have to be powerful in all that you do. You have to be powerful all the day through. You have to be powerful as you become you. You have to be powerful. It's the right thing to do. Now, it's the successful thing to do. That's a little poem that I wrote for the women's group last Friday. I presented it to the women in higher education as I dared them to be powerful on their jobs. Well, I'm talking now, I'm telling you that if you want to be a success, you have to release your power. You have to tap into your power. You have to tap into the real you. So number 7 is power in the 9 P's of success. So far we've given you purpose, prudence, preparation, perception, polish, passion, power. Now the next one is you have to be persistent. If you want to be successful, you have to be successful. You have to be persistent. You have to keep on coming. You have to knock on every door. You can't give up. You have to keep knocking. When one person tells you no, you have to go to the next person. When one person shuts the door, you have to go try the next door. If they shut the door, you have to go through the window. If the window wasn't open, you have to climb on top of the roof. And you remember the story when they climbed on top of the roof to get to the healer? Sometimes you got to go above and beyond what it looks like. You got to go be above and beyond what you feel, and you even above and beyond what you know. You got to get down deep, deep, deep into what's really going on. But you have to be persistent. Keep coming, keep knocking, keep seeking, keep asking, and watch and see if you don't reach success much greater and much faster than you ever could have imagined, than you ever could have thought. I'm talking about a supernatural success almost. And now we're on number 9. We're on number 9. So I've given you so far 8. First one is what? Purpose. You have to be prudent. Preparation. Perception. Polish, passion, power, persistent. And then the last P that I want to give you for the 9 P's of success. Yes, this is Coach Lalisa's 9 P's of success. Now, I've delivered it before in other places. I've delivered these 9 P's at the college. I've delivered them at the halfway house. I've delivered them almost every conference I've done. But this is what I call Coach Lalisa's 9 P's of success. I have it on the internet on a couple of my speaker sites. If you go to my speaker sites, it'll talk about the 9 P's of success. And I work with people as I coach individuals. I work with people to apply these 9 P's to their own life so they can have success. And then the last P is perseverance. You have to persevere. In other words, if you're trying to do something and it looks like everything is going well and you're going with it, you're prepared, you've got your purpose in place, you've been wise about the choice that you've made, you saw things correctly, you had the right perception, you were polished, you were on point, and all of a sudden the bottom falls out and you find yourself flat on your back, up against the wall. What do you do? That's where this 9th P kicks in and brings you out, brings you up. Perseverance. You have to get back up, get back in the fight, even when you are the hardest hit. Even when you're hit harder than you could have ever imagined. That's what you have to do. So I hope you wrote those down. The 9 P's of success. So that's all we have time for. We'll see you again tomorrow.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.